Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
They're off, and they got away right together. Who is Seabiscuit promptly shut off in between horses? Pompoon got clear. The horse that was first away was Switch C, and then Primulus and Aneroid. Aneroid on the outside from third place is now stepping on the lead, and here they come to the stand with Aneroid getting ready to show the lead as they pass the stand. The order is Aneroid, Switch C, Primulus, Woodbury. A top row is right up there fighting, and after top row comes that Count Atlas is up there close, and Townsman. The last horse in the race is Time Supply, and just ahead of him is Frexo and Amor Brujo. Now they're going around that lower turn. They've gone a quarter of a mile, and Top Row has slipped through on the inside and fighting for the lead, but he can't make it now. Which C is up there fighting? It's Which C and Aneroid out there setting the pace. Woodbury is third, and after them comes right in there is Count Atlas and Primulus. There goes Pompoon on the outside, and Seabiscuit is moving up also. Seabiscuit is back about ninth. Now Georgie Wolf has got him clear and trying to fight his way through there. It's the order as they go down to the half. Is Aneroid by a length, Which C by a neck, and Woodbury by a length. Pompoon is fourth. Seabiscuit has made a sensational move on the outside. Is now fourth at the half-mile ground. They're going into the far turn, and Pompoon is in trouble in between horses. Which C is stepping on the lead. And now there goes Seabiscuit going to the front. Seabiscuit has the lead by a neck. Seabiscuit and Aneroid fighting it head and head. Woodbury is third. Here comes Pompoon. He finally got loose, but look out for Stagehand. Here he comes in fourth position. Stagehand is the horse to beat through the stretch, and he's moving up. Is there all driving now? Aneroid by a neck, Seabiscuit ahead, and Stagehand on the outside, and Which C is still fighting. Here comes Scene Shifter also, but Stagehand is the horse to beat, and Seabiscuit and Stagehand will fight it out. It's head and head. Now it's Stagehand by a neck, but Seabiscuit is hanging on gamely. Georgie Wolf riding. Here comes Pompoon on the outside, but too late. It's a nose finish. It's a nose finish right down to the end. And I think Stagehand. Stagehand by a nose. Seabiscuit second by four lengths. Pompoon was third. Amor Brujo was right up there at the finish. Well, that was one of the great finishes of the world. Nick Wall came all the way from Florida to ride that horse, and he got him down there by one whisker. It's a photograph finish. I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. An eyelash finish right there at the end was one of the greatest races that has ever been run in the Santa Anita Handicap. Stagehand had good luck all the way, slipped through between horses, made his move at the right time. I couldn't tell you about him over there when he was ninth because I was too busy watching Stagehand take, Seabiscuit take the lead. Seabiscuit shot to the front, going almost to the 3/8 pool when he put Aneroid away. The order, in case that any of you missed it right there at the finish, I believe, was Stagehand by a nose, Seabiscuit by about five lengths, perhaps six, and Pompoon third. The time of the race was 2:01 3/5. That shows what the track was. And there it is, Stagehand the winner. Stagehand by a nose. And I know you can hear the roar of that crowd. Stagehand the winner by a nose. Seabiscuit was second by about five lengths. Pompoon was third, and Gosum was the fourth horse. Gosum got up there in time to be fourth. The time of the race, 2:01 3/5. This fourth running of the Santa Anita Handicap paid its winner $91,450. In addition to that, the Santa Anita, the Los Angeles Turf Association, pays trainer Earl Sandy an additional $10,000 as the lucky trainer of the winner. Not only lucky, but very skillful.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.